Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather, sport.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says his office is probing allegations of whistleblower victimisation in the Department of Arts and Culture. The suspended chief financial officer has been accused of leaking classified documents on alleged corruption to the KZN chairperson of Action SA. Zinhle Buthelezi was suspended by the department last year and is currently undergoing a disciplinary hearing. Briefing the media yesterday, Premier Ntuli said he's been made aware of the matter. He warned that government won't allow corruption to tarnish its credibility or undermine service delivery.
We recognize that the people of KwaZulu-Natal have entrusted us with the responsibility not only to deliver services, but also to uphold the highest standard of integrity in public office. It is in this spirit that we continue to act decisively in addressing allegations of corruption.
And it's unclear when the search for an elderly German tourist who went missing while hiking in northern KZN will resume. Elaine McSorley was last seen a week ago after going for a walk with her husband to the Mkhuze Dam. It's understood the 81-year-old man left her on the trail and went back to the hotel that they were staying in. The search for the 71-year-old woman was called off yesterday. Samantha Merrick is from IPSS Medical Rescue, who've been called in to assist.
Once an extensive physical search has been conducted, it's very difficult and time-consuming to continue the search without any further information. That's why we work so closely with, SAPS, detectives and investigators, is that they then go in and they do the investigating, they follow up on leads, and they are then able to help us narrow down a search area so we can go back in and research an area or perhaps search a new area with dogs and people and drones.
Acting Police Minister Feroz Khachalia has pledged full support for the investigation into the death of Nati Mthethwa. South Africa's ambassador to France is understood to have fallen to his death from the 22nd floor of a Paris hotel on Tuesday. A 5-member SAPS team has been deployed to France to help authorities investigate his death. His ministry spokesperson, Kamogelo Mokgotsi.
We are devastated by the sudden and untimely passing of Ambassador Mthethwa, a dedicated public servant and patriot who served our nation with distinction in various capacities.
And abroad, Munich Airport has been forced to shut down for the second time in less than 24 hours. Both runways were closed after suspected drone sightings in the area. Thousands of passengers have been unable to take off, with arriving planes diverted to alternative airports in Germany and Austria. And on the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 4 warning in place for damaging winds today. It affects the coast between Port Edward and Cape Vidal, as well as the adjacent interior of KZN. It may cause significant sand buildup and may result in rough seas, high waves and damage to infrastructure and settlements. Otherwise, mostly clear skies in KZN today. Durban and Richards Bay, 23 degrees. Pietermaritzburg and Margate, 24. Ladysmith, 26. Newcastle, Kokstad and the Berg, 25. Mooi River, 22.